I think this is a real setback for Fiji and very disappointing given the advances they had been making in various spheres to prove themselves capable of running a functioning democracy and observing the rule of law.
We have a situation now, of course, where the Land Forces commander, Sitiveni Giliho, has taken over as police commissioner. So we have this merging, as it were, of military and police. How can we not when that particular individual is in charge? What sort of signals does that send out?
Well, I think there are several bad signals it sends. I mean, one is that it harks back to the post-coup times when former military officers did run the police. We've had Brigadier General Navalarua and before him Colonel Asala Teleni. So this is a bit of a tradition from Frank Bainimarama to put military people at the top of the police. So I think it shows that he's not broken with tradition yet. He's too used to his authoritarian ways in that manner. I think it also, the appointment of Nkilio in particular, because he did give protection in a way to those three police who have been charged with torture and sexual assault. He took them into the military and said the police had abandoned them and he would look after them. I think this sends a very troubling signal that he thinks police and military can get away with abusing their powers or that they are somehow above the law. So I think the fact that he's now in charge, even if temporarily, is a pretty negative signal, both to the public and to police and military who are trying to do the right thing.
So do you think, therefore, that now former Commissioner Ben Grunwald, having worked so hard to get the case moving on the torture videos, it's become known, and a number of arrests obviously having occurred. One attempted arrest the other day didn't succeed because the police weren't allowed into the military barracks. But now all that will just gently fade away now that Commissioner Grunwald is gone?
Well, I hope not. I mean, there is still a court process underway and there are others who are committed to doing, following the process through. So hopefully that will happen. But it is certainly a setback and it, could well indicate that the new temporary police commissioner may not be committed to, well, certainly doesn't look like he's committed to seeing justice being served on this occasion.
Now, we heard a little earlier from former New Zealand Foreign Minister Phil Goff suggesting that, that there should be a strong reaction both from his country and from Australia as well. We've been asking for reaction from the Australian government, and basically all we've received is a fairly brief statement from the Minister for International Development in the Pacific, Steve Chobo. He says, and I quote, "The Fiji police play an important role in Fiji's parliamentary democracy and enforcing the rule of law. They also have an important role to play in national and regional security. We particularly value our cooperation with the Fiji police on regional law enforcement matters. We will continue to work with the Fiji government to support democratic governance in Fiji." I mean, essentially, that's no comment at all, isn't it, on what has actually happened?
Well, this does seem to be a common practice of the Australian government nowadays when they're asked about questions about rule of law in the Pacific to basically say that we're committed to working with the government. So I think that's fairly predictable. But that doesn't mean there's not something going on behind the scenes. And I suspect that, as Phil Goss said, it's really incumbent on the Australian and New Zealand High Commissioners to be conveying concerns, and I'm sure they are doing that. But what Australia and New Zealand can probably do to help now is to offer to help Fiji with the recruitment of a new police commissioner. I think it's very important that Fiji has a very good, independent, probably foreign police commissioner, and Australia and New Zealand can certainly help with the search for that person. They don't have to be Australians or New Zealanders, but I think to get someone again of the quality of Ben Grunwald is important, and I think certainly Australia and New Zealand have the capacity to assist with that.
And at the moment, as it stands, that the official word from the Fijian government as to why Commissioner Grunwald opted to resign is based around family and personal reasons, they say. He spoke briefly to us after his resignation 2 days ago and made it plain that there was more to it than that, saying it was at least in part connected with military interference in the way that the police force was being run. But within Fiji itself, that information has taken a little while to filter out. Only now I understand the Fiji Times is reporting what the ABC had 2 days ago of what Commissioner Grunwald had to say. So this story hasn't really come to fruition yet, has it? We haven't really got the whole story by a long way.
It is very disappointing that this is not happening in Fiji, especially given that the opposition parties, you just had Biran Prasad speaking to Bruce, and I know the Sedulpa party came out yesterday. So it is disappointing that kind of political public discussion isn't translating into media coverage in Fiji, and I think probably reflective still of the media's cautiousness or nervousness perhaps about reactions from the government if they do do proper investigative reporting into a case like this.
So do you believe that the quest for democracy in Fiji, which was, of course, spurred, understandably, after the election just over a year ago now, has taken a large step backwards?
I think it is a significant step, and I say this because this is no ordinary matter of, for example, the finance department having too much influence over the health department, and this is the military, which has been responsible for 3 out of 4 coups in Fiji. So their interference in any other state institution is a matter which should be regarded very seriously. I think in particular the fact that they're interfering in policing, which should be a completely separate role for the military, and that they have a tradition of doing this. I think all of these things make me concerned, and I think are quite a difficult challenge now for Fiji to overcome. I think it will be quite difficult, for example, for the Fiji government to recruit now an independent police commissioner who's prepared to stare down the military and take on that kind of pressure. I think that is a big challenge for them in the future.